Smart Talk is supported by Capital Blue Cross, providing healthcare coverage accepted by doctors and specialists in all 50 states. More information is available at capitalbluecross.com. Smart Talk is also supported by UPMC, offering services for athletes at every level and age. More information can be found at upmc.com/centralpaortho.
January 2020 was the last time the United States declared a public health emergency, and that was for COVID-19. Now there's a new virus on the scene that has caused the United States to have the largest outbreak in the world. At the end of last month, the Biden administration declared monkeypox to be a public health emergency, as there are more than 6,600 confirmed cases of monkeypox in 48 states as of June 28th, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The virus is known for forming rashes and lesions on the skin, but many don't know much about the disease and how to protect themselves from it. Dr. John Goldman, infectious disease specialist with UPMC Harrisburg, is here with me today to provide the details. Dr. John, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
So where did monkeypox come from, and what areas did it spread to so far?
So monkeypox originally is endemic to West Africa. It has small outbreaks in that area really for many years. About several years ago, there was actually a small outbreak in the U.S. from pocket pets. There were people who were having, I think it was prairie dogs. Mm-hmm. So it was a small outbreak among the prairie dogs. And now it's recently become more common in outside of Africa. As you said, there have been about 26,000 cases in the world, about 6,000 in the United States, and about 170 in Pennsylvania. It's assumed that what has happened is we used to have monkeypox. We used to get vaccinated for smallpox. Mm-hmm. There's cross immunity between smallpox and monkeypox. And so we probably lost some of our immunity to monkeypox because we don't vaccinate people for smallpox anymore. And there clearly has gotten monkeypox outside of Africa. It's clearly now spreading in the United States and Europe. But we should put it in perspective. Remember, I think there have been 26,000 total cases of monkeypox in the world. That compares to 100 million cases of COVID. There have been about 6,000 cases of monkeypox in the United States. That compares to a million of COVID. Hmm. And monkeypox, even though it's a public health emergency, spreads much more slowly than, for example, COVID spreads. It spreads through really direct contact, often skin to skin or skin to bed sheets or clothing. And as a result, even though it's a public health emergency, we certainly aren't going to see needing to wear masks in public. We aren't going to need to see shutdowns of schools. There've been some talk about, you know, it's more common among college campuses. College campuses aren't going to have to go to remote learning because of it. And so I think it is a public health emergency. I think it's unusual for us to see cases outside of Africa. I expect that we're going to see more cases in the United States. We're going to see more cases in central Pennsylvania, but we're not going to see anything like what we saw with COVID. We're not going to have to mask in public. We're not going to have to go to remote learning. We're not going to have colleges shut down their classrooms. It's a totally different level of transmission. There are just simply fewer cases.
Wow. Why do you think a shutdown and masks are not needed for this particular disease?
So most monkeypox is spread skin to skin. You have to touch a lesion or come in contact with fluid from a lesion. That's fresh, that's on somebody's clothes, that's on a bed sheet. And that's just simply a much less efficient way to transmit a virus. You know, when you look at COVID right now, probably every person infected in COVID in an unvaccinated population infects somewhere between 10 and 20 people. With monkeypox, it takes close contact, so it's unusual for it to spread quickly. You know, if you have a respiratory virus like COVID, it spreads quickly in the population. If you have something that needs direct skin-to-skin contact, it just simply spreads much more slowly. And in fact, you know, what will prevent its transmission is the people who have monkeypox self-isolating. Certainly we'll do some what's called ring vaccination. We're vaccinating the people who are in contact with them. For example, masking really wouldn't help.
That makes sense. What are some of the symptoms of the disease, and how can someone lessen their symptoms quicker?
So monkeypox usually presents with kind of a non-specific febrile illness first. Patients get fever, they get swollen lymph nodes, they get flu-like symptoms. And then the monkeypox rash starts typically in the mouth, spreads to the face, spreads to the extremities, often involves the palms and soles of your feet, which is a little unusual for most viral rashes, and produces a firm pimple-like lesion. Most people will have a mild illness. So for example, you know, we've talked a lot about the 26,000 cases of monkeypox. It's very rare for people to end up in the hospital. It's very rare for people to end up dying. I think there've only been one or two deaths that clearly occur. But again, it's not not common, and especially in first world countries where we have access to very good medical care, it's very unusual. There are treatments available. There's a drug called tecovirimat, which is a medication that's used to treat smallpox. It is available through UPMC, and probably treatment is limited to people who are high risk, those who are compromised, pregnant, children have skin lesions that put them at higher risk. And those people, it's available both through UPMC, and then it's available, the Strategic National Stockpile has it available. There's two monkeypox vaccines available.
Okay.
In fact, the United States has them. They're both vaccines that contain the virus. One contains a virus that can't reproduce itself. Another contains a virus that can reproduce itself. Mm-hmm. And the one that contains the virus that can't reproduce itself is clearly a little bit lower risk. But there are risks to these. In the vaccine that contains virus that can reproduce itself, it does have myocarditis, inflammation in the heart. In the other vaccine, there is some, although it's thought to be lower. And so I don't think that we are going to need to vaccinate the general population. I do think that we should be vaccinating people who have had contact with someone with documented monkeypox, or may have had contact. If you give the vaccine within 4 days of getting exposure, you're unlikely to get any monkeypox infection. And if you give it in 2 weeks, you're likely to have a milder course. In a disease that is still fairly rare in this country, that's the best way to prevent its spread. It's called ring vaccination, which means you vaccinate in a ring around a documented case so that that documented case is unable to spread it to other people, and you shut down the transmission of the virus. But the vast majority of people are going to get better with supportive care. You'd recommend fluids, you'd recommend Tylenol, and you'd recommend isolation, self-isolation, so you don't give it to someone else.
Is it true that people are most likely to get the disease through sexual contact?
It's true that most of the cases that are in throughout the world right now have been through sexual contact. And that's simply because sexual contact is typically skin-to-skin contact, and it's an efficient way to transmit the virus.
Yes.
If right now, a lot of the cases have been in the men who have sex with men community. But, you know, the history of most viruses like this is they don't tend to stay within the specific communities. So even though most of the cases have been within that community now, anyone can get the disease. Now, should you be a little more careful now? Yes, but it's all common sense. Most of us don't, because the disease takes close contact, because it takes contact typically with someone who has lesions, you wouldn't want to be intimate or even possibly shake the hands of someone who has an obvious rash or an obvious lesion. But you'll have to excuse me, that's just common sense. The other thing that people can do is just simply wash their hands frequently. If they randomly come into contact with some monkeypox, which is probably unlikely, I think good hand washing will make it much less likely that will make it much less likely that you'll get the disease.
And that's for 20 seconds or more, correct?
Yeah, it's 20 seconds or more. I often recommend that people, if they're concerned, carry a little hand sanitizer with them because it makes it easier to wash your hands.
Yes. And how can someone tell the difference between a lesion for monkeypox versus just a normal pustule, maybe from acne or some other sort of skin condition?
So monkeypox tends to be a lesion that's firm. It's a little deeper than a typical acne lesion. And the lesions tend to be all at the same stage of development. So for example, if you have chickenpox, which still circulates in the population, or you have zoster, which is a reactivation of chickenpox, the lesions are often at different stages of development. Monkeypox starts out as kind of a nonspecific rash, develops into what's called a papule. It's a firm kind of lesion on the skin. That lesion starts to get a blister, starts to have fluid in it, and then they often develop into a pustule, and often that pustule is umbilicated, has a little crater in it, and then it will fall off. Monkeypox is classically starting in the face, in the mouth, in the face, and then spreads to the rest of your body. The issue has been that in cases that are sexually transmitted, they tend to, they often start off in the area of transmission. So they often are limited to parts of the body that we don't see in typical monkey. They won't start on the face. If you are concerned that it might be monkeypox, you should be seen. Warn them that it could be monkeypox. At UPMC, we usually put healthcare workers in gowns, gloves, a mask, and typically we'll be a little more careful if you have monkeypox. But even now, the majority of rashes are not going to be due to monkeypox. They're going to be due to something else.
Normally, it's not highly recommended that people wear gloves when dealing with viruses or diseases and things of that nature, just going out on their regular day-to-day schedule. Do you think gloves are a way to prevent yourself from receiving the disease?
If you know that a patient has monkeypox, or the patient has, if you know that a person has monkeypox or has a rash that you're worried about, gloves are a very good idea. I certainly, given that there have only been 173 cases in Pennsylvania, wouldn't recommend monkeypox wearing gloves in public to prevent transmission, because you're just simply unlikely to come into it, into contact. Washing hands frequently is never a bad idea. Carrying hand sanitizer with you is never a bad idea. And not shaking hands or touching someone with an obvious rash, even if that rash isn't due to monkeypox, is never a bad idea. But I certainly am not going to start wearing gloves to prevent monkeypox, especially when we've got a series of days that are going to be around 90 degrees. That's just uncomfortable.
I know you said that you don't think a shutdown is necessary. Do you think that a shutdown will take place?
I would be very surprised. So first of all, you have to remember that when we shut down the country for COVID, we did it because there were 300,000 cases a day.
Yes.
There were 3,000 deaths a day. And we were worried that we were going to overwhelm our hospital system. First of all, I don't anticipate anything resembling that kind of level of cases with monkeypox. It would surprise me if we get 100 cases a day. And because most of those cases don't end up getting sick enough to end up in the hospital, we're not going to overwhelm our medical system. So most of the prevention of transmission of monkeypox will likely be identifying people who have it, having them isolated home, and vaccinating people around them who may have come in contact to prevent further spread of the disease.
How long does the infection normally last?
The infection typically lasts somewhere around 1 to 2 weeks. You have the prodrome where they kind of get sick, and then they have the rash. You're really supposed to isolate until all of the scabs fall off. Until the lesions develop scabs, those scabs fall off and a new layer of skin develops underneath them. That typically takes about 2 weeks.
And what are some of the key ways that one can detect the disease early on?
So the way, first of all, the most important thing is you are unlikely to just get monkeypox out of the blue. Mm-hmm. You almost certainly, first of all, you have to have contact with someone who's had monkeypox. Now, most people aren't going to call you up and say, oh, by the way, I had monkeypox last week. Yeah. So you probably would be suspicious if you had a rash-like disease. So you develop a rash, especially if that rash has firm blisters, especially if those blisters are umbilicated, they have a crater in the stomach center, and especially if they start on your face and then go to your hands, especially if they are on the palms and soles of your feet. And you've had contact with someone with a rash. You might not recognize it as monkeypox, but you've kept contact with someone who's had a rash. Again, a lot of the cases right now are in the men who have sex with men community. If you're in that community, especially if you've had more than one partner recently and you develop a rash-like illness, you should be seen. I would point out that right now, you still are much more likely to have something that's not monkeypox. But if you are worried, you should see your doctor. If you are worried about sexual transmission of monkeypox, there are other things that you should be seeing your doctor for. If you develop a rash, there are other things that you should be seeing your doctor for besides monkeypox. So I've had a number of people come in convinced they had monkeypox, had other things that needed to be treated.
And please just provide us the information that you gave about how people should seek help.
Yeah, so if they're worried about monkeypox, they should call their doctor's office, say that they are worried about that they could have monkeypox. Typically, what we will do is we will bring them in through our emergency room, we'll bring them in for monkeypox testing, and obviously, positive, we go through the Department of Health for both what's called contact tracing, trying to make sure that anyone who came in contact is probably vaccinated, and also just for self-isolation. But it starts out with a phone call to your doctor. The doctor is likely to assess whether it's possible or likely, and the doctor is likely to refer you to the ER for testing.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today, Dr. John. This has been a very informative conversation and hopefully very helpful to people out there.
Thank you very much for having me. I do think this is a public health emergency, but I also don't think this is anything comparable to the public health emergency we saw with COVID.
Well, that's very comforting to hear, for sure.
All right.
We've been talking to Dr. John Goldman, infectious disease specialist with UPMC Harrisburg. You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF, your home for NPR News and all things regional.